A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a light breeze and 57 degrees. KSL's top story. A man in Kanab could be charged with assault for deliberately coughing on someone. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Black lives don't matter. All lives matter.
Police say there have been dueling protests in Kanab for the past few months. On one side of 300 South, you have Black Lives Matter supporters. On the other, you have people who back President Trump. Police Chief Tom Cram says they've been getting more intense each week.
This last Saturday, it got to where it kind of blew up and got out of hand.
Cram says Robert Brissett got into a heated argument with BLM supporters, then intentionally coughed on them. And according to Cram, coughing and spitting on someone is a crime.
It's assault, no matter what. The question is it aggravated assault? Is it felony assault?
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Brissett was not booked into jail, but police have handed the case over to the Kane County attorney to figure out if charges are going to be filed. KSL News Time 531, a man in Midvale swatted himself last night. Todd Fuchs is here to explain.
Jeff, declaring he killed a UPD officer, got that man arrested by SWAT. For some reason, Joseph Dale McLeod called a police department in Oklahoma and said he had killed a member of the UPD. Then he called Draper PD and said the same thing. Sergeant Melody Cutler says they found an address for him in Midvale.
No response to the house, but his brother said he was in there, his neighbor said he was in there. So we had SWAT come out and tried to get him to come out on his own, but he didn't want to do that, so SWAT went in and got him.
Cutler says all officers on duty were safe and accounted for. A Cottonwood Heights man who once reportedly ran the country's largest dark web drug ring, sentenced to life in prison today. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
U.S. District Judge Dale Kimball imposed the life sentence on 30-year-old Aaron Shamo in federal court today. A 12-person jury had already found him guilty last year on 12 of 13 charges, including continuing a criminal enterprise, which carries a mandatory minimum life sentence. Judge Kimball says he received letters calling for Shamo to receive the death penalty, although according to him, that was never on the table. Shamo was the mastermind of a drug operation that shipped powerful painkillers around the country. A raid of his Cottonwood Heights home back in 2016 led to the discovery of $1.2 million in cash and also equipment for pressing Xanax pills in his basement. Government prosecutors listed at least 90 people who they say died after buying drugs from his website. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some Republican senators are taking issue with a social media effort to block a story critical of former Vice President Joe Biden. Rich Leos, more live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the Senate Judiciary Committee will vote next week on issuing a subpoena to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. It's over Twitter's move to block the sharing of a New York Post story on Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Cruz and other Republican lawmakers like Senator Josh Hawley call the block election interference.
The attempt to rig an election, which is what we are seeing here by monopolies, is unprecedented in American history.
Facebook and Twitter said yesterday they reduced distribution of that story on their platforms until the information could be fact-checked. The Washington Post is reporting this hour that U.S. intelligence agencies warned the White House last year that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was the target of an influence operation by Russian intelligence. The warnings to the White House, which have not been previously reported, led National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien to caution the president that any information Giuliani brought back from Ukraine should be considered contaminated by Russia. President Trump is in North Carolina today, just ahead of his town hall appearance on NBC, trashing the very network that will be carrying the event.
So I'm doing it, and it's NBC, the worst, home of Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, and some others. And they gave Lester Holt, he's a beauty.
NBC News isn't backing down from its decision to schedule President Trump's town hall in the same time slot that his Democratic opponent Joe Biden is speaking on ABC. And prosecutors have charged Texas billionaire Robert Brockman in a massive tax fraud case. U.S. Attorney David Anderson telling reporters the 79-year-old filed false returns and set up secret bank accounts to hide his fortune over 20 years.
The allegation of a $2 billion tax fraud is the largest ever tax charge against an individual in the United States.
Prosecutors also allege Brockman secretly bought up nearly $70 million of his company's debt. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. Truckers want the lanes on I-15 and Lehigh fixed after one of them almost got into a serious accident. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with more.
If you've driven southbound on I-15 near the point of the mountain, you probably noticed there are two sets of lane markings, one solid and one dotted. That confusion almost caused an accident recently when a trucker's dash cam video caught a sedan getting a little too close.
What I noticed first was that the driver was following the dotted line, and he did not notice that it was shifting to the left. And my first reaction was, I have seen that before.
Ivan Souza, who owns Silverhawk Freight, also tells KSL TV it's a common complaint from truckers driving there. UDOT says the issue will be fixed in the next 2 months. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:35.
Ricky, the traffic?
Well, we do have delays on north and southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, but also very slow speeds westbound on I-80 getting into Tooele County tonight. And that stretches from the 202 junction to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I think Reese's Pieces. What's your favorite candy?
Oh, I like Kit Kats, Almond Joys.
All right, standard. What's the worst Halloween candy, Ricky?
The Mary Janes.
Okay, how about for your teeth?
I love candy corn. I love it.
Wait for it. Wait for it. My minute of news is on the way next.
Thank you.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.